Blog Talk Radio.
All I need to do is worship. All I need to do is say His name out loud. All I need to do is lift my hand, surrender, and bow.
Welcome to Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophet Stacy. Thank you for joining me on tonight. I pray that you will be blessed by the show on tonight. There's a powerful young lady in the house on tonight that will bring the word, and I know that you will get much out of this word. For you all that are interested, The song that just played is All I Need by Rita Springer. Providence Page, you're on the air.
Yes. Giving praises to God, to the Father of all of us. I thank and praise God for His Word. I thank and praise God for the listeners that are listening. Thank and praise God for all that is about to, His Word about to come forward. Thank and praise God for His wonderful works that He's going to do in our children. Thank and praise God for the wonderful things that He's got restored up in our children. Our children will prosper. Our children will be what God called them to be. Our children will take back what the devil stole from them. Our children will not come up the way that we came up. I would like to give honor to God, to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and give honor to Prophet Stacy, and also to myself, Prophet Paid. I thank and praise God for evangelists, missionaries, prophets, pastors, or elders, or bishops, or whoever is listening in, and whoever's tuning in, or about to get ready to tune in, or maybe you want to listen later on. I give honor to you all as my sisters and brothers in the Lord. I would like to come before you all with, yes, I would like to come before you all with the word of prayer. And after the word of prayer, we're going to go forward in the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come by once more and again. By all means, we know how. Thank and praise you for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. Thank and praise you, Lord God, for that wonderful song, that worship and praise song just went off. Thank and praise you, Lord God, for what you are getting ready to do. Thank and praise you, Lord God, for your word. Lord God, I ask you to move, Lord God, in the midst, Lord God, of your word. Lord, I ask you to, Lord, to birth out, Lord God, what you want to come forward with, Lord God, in your people, in your children, Lord God. Lord, I ask you to cover us like only you can. Lord, I ask you, Lord God, to direct us, Lord God, in all things that we do. Lord, I ask you to bless us, Lord God, on tonight. Bless us, Lord God, to give your word, Lord God. You move me out the way, Lord God, and you step in, Lord God, and you let me tell your people, Lord God, I'm nothing, Lord. I'm just a vessel used by you, Lord God. Thank you for everyone that's listening. Thank you for everyone that's tuning in. Thank you for the one that's going to listen later. And Lord God, I ask you to speak. We speak blessings upon them. Speak blessings on our children, Lord God. We speak, Lord God, that you will. The children are the inheritance now, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you for your children. Children are a jewel to you, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you that they are getting ready to go. Some already going back to school, and some getting ready to go back to school. Lord, we speak your covenant up over them, Lord God. We speak Psalm, Lord God, 121 over their life, Lord God. Bless them, Lord, coming in and going out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you already have done. In Jesus' name, Lord God, I pray. Amen. Amen. I would like to thank and praise God for His word. And He's been dealing with me with children. And it, some may have children by birth. Some may have children in the spiritual realm. Some may have children that you adopted. Some may have children that you didn't want them. And some may have children where you may have been raped or however the Lord bless you with a child. You may even have children that you just took in, no one wants. Their children are a blessing to God. And I thank and praise God for His word. I thank and praise God for how He's blessed you. I want you to know, to let you know, that children are a jewel to God. And they're children are his, is God loved the little children. If you read in Matthew where he was telling us we have to be humble as a little child, come unto him as a little child. Children are not like us. They go on, and they may go through things, but they are, or may get into it with people, but they make up and go on. But we grown people, we are whole grudges. Children are not like that. Things will go on with them, and they'll wash it off. It'll hit them in the back, but they'll wash it back off and go on. And I thank and praise God for children. Thank and praise God for my children. Thank and praise God for my children, and thank and praise God for my grandchildren. I thank and praise God for every child that been brought into this world. Some may say, well, I have a child, but it didn't come here the right way. In due time, you are blessed with a child. That's a blessing from God. And we want you to give God the glory and the praise for your children. Cover your children. Joe had children, although he went through so much. Joe had children, and Joe even kept them uplifted before the Lord. Let us keep our children uplifted before the Lord. Whether they living for Christ or not, still uplift, put them before God. Still put them, lift them up before God, because God was the one that made them. He the one gave them to you. Don't put them before God. Always give God, give your children to God, because they are who God called them to be. When some say, well, this old boy ain't going to be nothing, or this little young lady ain't going to be anything, those are the ones that God loves. Let us put our hands and arms around them, and let us give the children back to God. And some may say, well, I had this child by my father. I had this child by my brother. And you didn't, you tried to abort it, or you tried to put it up, and then somehow the child came back to you. Give praise to God. It wasn't your fault about what went on. It wasn't God not judging you because of what you done. Or maybe some say, well, Lord, I got rid of it. It didn't, and I'm sorry, and God forgive you. But maybe you're praying and ask God to give you another child. Let's give God glory and praise for his word. I thank and praise God for Ephesians 6, where it's talking about children, obey your parents in the Lord, how children are supposed to obey the parents in the Lord. And your days would not be, your days, if you obey your parents, then your days will be longer on earth. And I thank and praise God for that. Let us teach our children how to come to God. Let us teach them, raise them up in the word of God. Give them God's word. Teach them and train them. And when they get older, they won't depart. If they depart, they'll come back. And I thank and praise God where it says, fathers, and do not provoke your children to wrath. Let us not say angry and harmful things to them. And let us not scorn them and call them all out of their name and tell them things, you're not going to be this and you're not going to be that. Never tell your child that. Always uplift that child. Always be in that child's life. And let that child know that I love you, God loved you. And give yourself to give that child to God. Raise that child up in the manner and respect the way. Pray with your child every morning before they go to school or before they go off to college or some may go to work. Pray with your child. Lay your hands on them. Pray over them, that the enemy would not come in and try to attack them. We want God to teach us how to be a good parent to our children, that we won't provoke them, that we won't bring, when we are angry, we take it out on our children. Sometimes we're angry, we'll take it out on the kids. Let us not do that. Let us learn to put our anger aside and sit down and talk to that child. Or it may be hanging with the wrong crowd. Let us show the child love. Sometimes children are out in the streets because they're not getting attention and love at home. Or maybe they're seeing something that they shouldn't see. Or they you're not taking up time with them. Let us show these children how we love. God showed us how he loved us when he gave his only begotten son. God showed us how he loved us when he gave his life, when he gave his son gave his life. God showed us how he loved us when he left the Holy Spirit to comfort us, when he left the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us in the right and manable way. And I thank and praise God for this. Thank and praise God for all that he's doing in our life. Thank and praise God for your grace and your mercy. I thank and praise God for what he done for us. Let us look at our children and give glory to God. And thank and praise God for some, that little boy, that little girl out there. And maybe you got a next door neighbor that parents or someone not showing them love. You could be a mother or a father to a child that's not even none of yours. I have done it and still doing it and help. Let us help give to those that need it. Touch that child, that boy, that little girl that needs some attention, that needs love. Take them somewhere sometime and show them love. When Jesus was out he didn't just do for one. Jesus did for all. He ministered. He reached out and touched one another. He healed and he delivered. He set free. He didn't just do it to those that were saved. He did it to those that wasn't saved and those that said that they knew him and they didn't. And those that knew him, God was no respectable person. He have no respectable person. Let us love our children and let us be kind to them and treat them with love and respect. Let us also watch what we do and say around them. Kids will repeat things that they hear. Children will do things that's not of God. I thank and praise God how the word tells us we have to put on the whole armor of God. Let us put on the whole armor of God, meaning let us have our weapon in our hand when the enemy comes, trying to come up against our children. When the enemy comes and trying to get in their mind or trying to turn them to the wrong path, let us thank and praise God for all that he's doing. Let us help that little boy, that little girl, maybe some young lady, some young man that don't know the way. Let us help them. God save us that we may help save someone else. He didn't put us here on this earth just so that we can be here and keep the saves to ourselves. He saved us that we could help deliver and help someone else come to Christ. Let us pray for the children that's in the need. Let us pray for the children that need attention and love. Let us put our arms around them. And thank God for your children in your home. Give God glory and praise for them, no matter how they got here. Thank and praise God for when God gave them to you. Children are a blessing. Children, they are a blessing from God, and children are God's heart. Children have God's heart. Let us be all that we can be with and train these children. And I thank and praise God for it. Thank and praise God for the kids. I have next door neighbor children. I have children across the street, and how the Lord even blessed me to be able to talk with them or play with them or be able to show them love. Some mom or some dad may work a lot, and the child is going lightning without attention. Let us be what we would have, and let us do what we're supposed to do. God bless us with these children to grow them up in him. And if we don't do these things, we're going to be held accountable for it. He didn't just place them in our hand for nothing. Let us not abuse them and beat them and because of a past that we had, or because of how our parents raised them, or because of how your mom did you. You can train your child up to be better. That child don't have to be like where it came from. You don't have to be like where you came from. Pray and ask the Lord to train you and teach you how to raise your child up in the Lord. Teach them, teach you how to love them. Teach you how to talk with them when things and problems is coming up in their life. I thank and praise God for help us. I thank and praise God for being who we are, the parents that we are already. I thank and praise God for turning things around in our life. Well, and I pray that God will touch any man and any woman out there. Maybe you're a single parent and you say, well, I can't do it by myself. Give it to God. Pray. God will teach you how to raise your children. God will teach you how to show them love. He will teach you how to bring them up in Him. Give it to God. Get the word of God and let it lead and guide you and direct you which way to go with your child. I thank and praise God for everyone that's listening. I thank and praise God for every child. And I rebuke the enemy in the homes of the child that's being abused, that the child are being molested or being raped. I rebuke every hand of the enemy right now and send it back to hell for which it came from. God, bring that child up. And I speak that God will train that man or that woman how to love and how to show that child attention and love and kindness, how to be there for that child when that child leaves. And hear what your children have to say. Don't be so quick to push them away or kick them aside. You don't want to hear what they got to say or you don't want to listen. Let us not do that. Let us listen to our children. Children have a voice too. Children can teach you some things. My 12-year-old or my 11-year-old, they can tell me something. Help, pray and ask the Lord to teach you how to listen to your child. Maybe something going on with them, and they feel like they can't come to you. Your child should have to go to no one else. Be able to train and let your child feel comfortable enough to come to you when something is wrong. And ask the Lord to give you that bond with your child. Thank and praise God for that. And I thank and praise God for all that He can do and all that He's going to do. And I speak over every parent life, every single parent, every married parent, every young person that got a baby out of wedlock and got it before it's too young. You still can train that child how to love. You still can train that child how to grow up. That child, just because you did it at a younger age, you made a mistake, or this ain't supposed to happen. Well, God still bless you in the midst of that. God still bless you with that precious child to be raised up. Train that child in the manner and respectful way that you know how to. Do only what you can for that child. And I pray every child, I pray over every child, get ready to close it out. I pray over every child that's at school, that's going to school, that's get ready to start school. I pray over every child, and I pray over every parent, and I pray over every single parent, every married parent, every parent that just began to start out raising a child and don't know how. I pray that God will bless you in the midst of everything that you go through with. And as I close this, I would like every mother, every father, every grandmother, every grandfather, auntie, uncle, niece, whatever you have or you are part of that child's life, take your child by the hand and love on them and pray with them before they go out to school and pray with them before they go to bed at night. Get in the Word and teach them the Word of God. Read God's Word to them. Show them how special they are. Teach them that they are beautiful, that some man or some woman will not be able to tell them that. And things happen to them. We wanted to, God say, train up a child in the way he or she should go, and when they get old, they will not depart. That means start now, when they're first born. Start when they're at home. It starts at home. And then they go out there, and it spreads. And you train that child up in God, God will teach you how to train that child. Because you train him up in God, God will be with that child. He will cover that child all the days of his or her life. As I get ready to close, I would like to pray over everyone that represents Philippi Fire, that have a child, that get ready to have a child, that don't know what to do, seek God for it. If you have a child and you're not able to take care of that child and you're not ready to be a mother or father, don't just throw that child away. Go put it up for adoption or give it to someone that you know that's going to love it. Do what you can do. Ask the Lord to teach you or direct you which way to go. And maybe you got pregnant and you ain't ready and you don't want to have it. Don't abort it. Let that child come in this world. There's some mother, some father that can't have children. Bless it to that mother, that father that will be able to take care of that child. God still loves you. God loves us all, whether we do wrong or right. And he'll forgive us for anything that we done. And I ask that God will touch everyone and each individual in Jesus' name. I'm getting ready to pray as we get ready to close. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to look upon every child. Look upon every parent. Look upon every single parent, married parent. Look upon everybody that listening. Look upon every child, Lord, that's going to school and those that get ready to go to school and those that's all ready to start. We speak your blood up over them. Blood, we speak that you will bless them going out and coming in, that nothing will come upon them, that nothing will hinder them, that nothing will come near them to their dwelling. Lord, we ask you to look upon that man, that woman, that boy, that girl. Lord, teach them how to raise that child in you. Teach them, Lord, how to love that child in you. Lord, let them not provoke their children into wrath, Lord God, but train them in you, Lord God. Direct them and show them which way to go, Lord. Lord, we speak over every young child. That we speak Psalm 121 over their life, that you're going to bless them going in and coming out. And, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, that warn that mother, that father on the verge of don't know which way to go or don't know which way to don't know what to do. We ask you to bless them and touch them and touch their heart, Lord. Open doors for them, Lord God. That, Lord God, that you will be a provider for them, Lord God. Touch right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you for every listener, Lord God, everyone that's going to tune in. I thank you for everything, Lord God, that has been said this far. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we pray. And, Lord, I thank you for your word, Lord God. And I thank you for strength. And I thank you for courage. And I thank you for what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. And, Lord God, I ask you to, Lord, let this word, Lord, reach many people, many hearts, Lord God. Do like only you can in everybody's life that's listening. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. Be for us, Lord, what we can't even be for ourselves. Teach us, Lord, what we can't even be a teacher for ourselves. In Jesus' name, Lord God, I pray. And I turn it back over to Prophetess Stacy. Love you all. Have a blessed night. Until next time on Philippian Fire. In Jesus' name, God bless.
What an awesome word. We give honor and praise to God tonight for that word that went forth. Pray that many were blessed. I would just like to recap some of the things that the woman of God said so that you all can remember. She said to cover your children. And this part is powerful. She said, learn from your children. Children go through stuff, but they let it bounce off and they go on. That's so powerful for us. That's so powerful for us as adults. We should learn from the children. Let that stuff we go through bounce off and go on. Forgive. The Bible teaches us about forgiveness. And sometimes the best way to learn about forgiveness is to see how children handle stuff when they have disputes with one another. One minute they playing together and the next minute they're not. And next thing you know, they'll start over again. and all is well. She also said, uplift your children, speak encouragement over them, intercede for your children, pray for them daily, and with them daily. Give outside of your own family. There are children out there that need your love and attention. Give outside of your own family. There are children out there that need your love and attention. Show them Jesus through you. Take time. This is powerful too. It says, take time to listen to your children. Wisdom has no age. You can learn from your children. They deserve to be heard. Don't push them away. And before she closed, she touched on something also that I thought was needed. She said that if you have a child and you don't want that child and you're struggling trying to decide what to do, that you should put that child up for adoption. And I just want to let you know that you can Google and find out about the adoption choices available in your area. Because you are not alone, and somebody would love to have that blessing that you're carrying. Also, I would like to give you some contact information before I go, as always. If you would like to make contact with me, you can do so on twitter.com/prolificfire, just like the show, or facebook.com/prophetessstacy, or if you need prayer and consultation in the things of God, you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. Also, this show is on iTunes. God is really blessing us. So if you need to hear his word again and you're away from your computer, you can always go to iTunes, because we want to go wherever you're going throughout the week. Go to iTunes and look up Prolific Fire with Prophetess Stacy. It's a free podcast. Also, some of you would like to donate into the ministry. If you would like to do so, you can go to fire1320.wordpress.com. That's fire, F-I-R-E, 13, the number 1320.wordpress, W-O-R-D-P-R-E-S-S.com. Scroll down the page, and you will see a link that goes directly to PayPal. And if you're one of those ones that would like to give, God has put it on your heart. I thank you in advance. And you shall receive a prophet's reward for giving into this fertile ground. We started with worship, and tonight we're going to end with worship. The first song I played on tonight, once again, was All I Need by Rita Springer. And I'm going to close with Rita Springer, is I Had to Believe. And that's what I want you all to remember, that no matter what you go through, throughout this week, keep on believing. You have to believe, and God will honor your belief, your faith. Good night. I love you. Thanks again for joining. I Had to Believe, by Rita Springer.